Langdon recalled one of Harvard's most famous graduates had been a child prodigy named Saul Kripke, who at the age of 6 had taught himself Hebrew and read all the works of Descartes by the age of 12. More recently, Langdon recalled reading about a young phenom named Moshe Kai Kavelin, who at age 11 had earned a college degree with a 4.0 grade point average and won a national title in martial arts, and at 14, published a book titled We Can Do. Langdon picked up another press clipping, a newspaper article with a photo of Sienna at age 7. Child genius displays 208 IQ. Langdon had been unaware that IQs even went that high. According to the article, Sienna Brooks was a virtuoso violinist, could master a new language in a month, and was teaching herself anatomy and physiology. He looked at another clipping from a medical journal. The future of thought. Not all minds are created equal. This article had a photo of Sienna, now maybe 10 years old, still a towhead, standing beside a large piece of medical apparatus. The article contained an interview with a doctor who explained that PET scans of Sienna's cerebellum revealed that it was physically different from other cerebella. In her case, a larger, more streamlined organ capable of manipulating visual spatial content in ways that most human beings could not begin to fathom. The doctor equated Sienna's physiological advantage to an unusually accelerated cellular growth in her brain, much like a cancer, except that it accelerated growth of beneficial brain tissue rather than dangerous cancer cells. Langdon found a clipping from a small town newspaper, The Curse of Brilliance. There was no photo this time, but the story told of a young genius, Sienna Brooks, who had tried to attend regular schools but was teased by other students because she didn't fit in. It talked about the isolation felt by gifted young people whose social skills could not keep up with their intellects and who were often ostracized. Sienna, according to this article, had run away from home at the age of 8 and had been smart enough to live on her own undiscovered for 10 days. She had been found in an upscale London hotel where she had pretended to be the daughter of a guest, stolen a key, and was ordering room service on someone else's account. Apparently, she had spent the week reading all 1,600 pages of Gray's Anatomy. When authorities asked why she was reading medical texts, she told them she wanted to figure out what was wrong with her brain. Langdon's heart went out to the little girl. He couldn't imagine how lonely it must be for a child to be so profoundly different.